SBS Radio.
It's dubbed the revolving door of politics, but this election, the door has been shut for a number of candidates from major political parties. Already, 7 candidates have resigned or have been disendorsed for controversial comments on social media posts. From the Liberal Party, Tasmania candidate Jessica Whelan and Victorian candidate Jeremy Hearn were both dumped for anti-Muslim comments made online, while Steve Killen resigned over homophobic comments. In the Labour Party, Luke Creasy resigned as sexist comments surfaced on Facebook. Wayne Carnoth was disendorsed for anti-Semitic comments posted online, and Melissa Park pulled out of the candidacy early on due to controversial comments she made about Israel. Steve Dixon from Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party was forced to resign after video footage of him behaving inappropriately at a strip club was broadcast. This candidacy exodus has left many community leaders in Australia questioning the vetting process of candidates endorsed by political parties. Bilal Rowe from the National Imams Council is concerned that Islamophobic rhetoric espoused by political candidates will negatively affect his community.
In the comments that they make, the vilifying nature of it, it really raises a question about whether they are fit and proper people in the first place.
Mr. Rolfe says it is disappointing that these candidates slipped through the cracks in the first place.
And that is a real concern, because that stokes fear, it stokes division, it stokes hatred. And words have an effect. We've seen that, unfortunately, how that can culminate in Christchurch and other places around the world.
Another group that has been targeted by the candidacy saga is the LGBTIQ community. CEO of legal advocacy group Equality Australia, Anna Brown, says political parties should be more careful about the language they use.
We have to think about the impact of words, and particularly for LGBTIQ people, when people express homophobic or transphobic attitudes, this does affect their mental health, and it can also lead to increases in hate crime.
Ms. Brown says the processes of candidate selection, endorsement and screening are a serious matter for internal political party processes.
It's incumbent upon those parties to deal with candidates that are expressing homophobic or prejudicial views and discipline them accordingly.
With harmful views surfacing from all corners of the political spectrum, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry spokesman Alex Rifkin says he is appalled by the anti-Semitic comments made by candidates.
Anti-Semitism is often framed as being something that emanates from only one side of politics or one religious or political group. But what we've seen in recent weeks with the revelations, with the statements made, is that really it's a problem shared by people of all political persuasions.
Mr. Rifkin believes the vetting system needs to be improved by political parties to ensure that prejudices are addressed.
What we're seeing in the current climate, with violent attacks on the Jewish community and other people of faith around the world, where social media incitement is playing a key part in this, and particularly the use of anti-Semitic slurs, conspiracy theories as a means of inciting hatred has really been used to deathly effect. And we saw that in Pittsburgh last year. We saw it just recently in a lethal shooting in a synagogue in San Diego. And people who aspire to public office should know better, and they should do better.
As the public head to the ballot box for the May 18 election, this candidacy fallout has brought the question of virtue to the forefront of voters' minds.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.